Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach. Daf Samach. We hit 60, so as we continue, Sanhedrin the Masechta through Chelek. I mean, Chelek goes on for a while, but has 113, so we're more than halfway through Sanhedrin, but we're still in Dal Mises, one of the larger prakim in the Masechta, which goes all the way from Daf Memtes all the way to Daf Samaches till we get to Perek Ben Sora Remora. Okay, but we're still in the discussion of the Niskalin. That's what this section of the Perek is. And we mentioned yesterday the halacha of Adam HaRishon not being able to eat meat at the beginning and up until the time of Noach when it was Huta to Noach. So the Gemara asked a few questions. Is that really true? It says that Adam ruled over the animals, ruled over the fish. No, the Gemara says all of those are just about ruled over in terms of service, that he was allowed to work them and not allowed to eat them. He ruled over the creepy crawlies, Chaya HaRameses. So Gemara says, no, that's only the Nachash. He ruled over the Nachash. Gemara quotes the Brisa that discusses that the Nachash used to be a great servant, does not mention specifically that the Nachash had feet. But if the Nachash would have been able to bring back these special pearls and stones, he must have been able to carry them somehow, not just on its slithering back. So, yeah, that was the curse. That's where Chazal learned that it had feet beforehand, but this it would have been a great utility for people. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim already, but it's stretched out by the Achronim in Parshas Brachos. V'anachash haya aram mikol chayas asada. What exactly does aram mean? Or does aram mean, was there das there? Did the nachash have das? Abar Benel discusses it. If the nachash really had das, so then why didn't it have a separate stage of creation? We know every stage of creation had a different level of da'as than the other stage. Plants, animals, people. So the Nachash should have had a separate stage of the Bria. And if it wasn't real da'as, then how'd he talk? So it was something there. So the environment else says maybe it was all a dream. It was all in the head. So others say, Pashas, no, it wasn't a dream, but one has to give some type of answer. If we make such a big deal about the donkey that spoke to Bilam, we don't make a big deal about the snake talking to Adam. But, so it's a big discussion there exactly what side to take, which we're not going to go into right now, but he can look there in the Abar Benel, he quotes varying opinions. Okay, now we'll get to Meisvei. Meisvei, so what did we just say? We just said that the Adam was not allowed to eat meat, so we're going to ask a question on that. Meisvei haya Rehuda ben Tema Omer. Rehuda ben Tema says, Adam arishon meisiv began Eden. Adam was sitting in Gan Eden. Haya. V'hayu malachei hashari sodon lo basar umesanin lo yayin. And angels were roasting him meat and bringing him mesanin lo. They were diluting for him wine, meaning meat and wine. He just bo nachash, and the nachash saw this, and he was jealous, and that's why the nachash started the whole story. But what do you see? That he was eating meat. I thought he wasn't allowed to eat meat. How could Adam eat meat? So Tosfos the Rishonim say, but according to Tosfos we mentioned yesterday that we had back on Daf Nun Vav, it wouldn't be a problem. Maybe it was meat that was meis be'elov. It wasn't neharag al yedei Adam. So you got to work out why the Gemara doesn't assume that or give that answer. Why does it not mention? If you would have mentioned and wrote this brisa, what would you have mentioned? Meat, wine, and bread. Isn't bread the other staple? If you give examples of people, enjoying themselves and having everything they want, so what about bread? So the Achronim, the Torah Schata says that, no, because we know, Las Lavo, as it says, and it was the same in Gan Eden, that bread was Muchan Me'elah. They didn't need the angels to do anything. The breads grew on trees. Gluska Yafa. Right, the wine had to be diluted, the meat had to be prepared, but the bread. Ki az haisa haaretz motzia gluskos muchanos lachila. Only after the Adam sinned, b'zeas hapecha toch alechem. But before that, he didn't have to have b'zeas hapecha. He just took it off the tree. So therefore, there was no tikkun needed for the lechem. That's why lechem is not on the list in the brisa. But you see, how could it be? So Gemara answers: Hasam bebasar hayored min hashamayim. There we're talking about meat that fell from heaven. There was lechem that fell from Shemayim, the man. This was meat, basar that fell from Shemayim. Mika basar hayor ben Shemayim. Can there be such a thing? Is there basar that comes from the Shemayim? The Gemara says, yeah, sure. In Kiha derei Shimon ben Chalafta, havikazel ba'urcha. Shimon Chalafta was walking on the way. Pagubo hanach aryusa. He met a couple of lions. They were coming to him. They were hungry. They wanted to eat. So what did he do? Amar hakfirim shoagim lateref. And he said the pasuk from Tehillim that kfirim, the young lions, will roar lateref for prey, for something to eat. And all of a sudden, nahus nachisu le tarti admasa. Two pieces of meat fell down from Shemayim. Chada achluha, one of them they ate. Vechad, the lions. Vechada shafkuha, one of them they left over. Unbelievable. Naisben Hashem says, you see, me kid that from Shemayim. I say, va'as lebeis medrash. They even brought the second one that was not eaten to the beis medrash. Ba'u Allah, they asked, over tami uze or davar tar. You allowed to eat this meat? You allowed to eat this meat that fell down from Shemayim? Is it a davar tami or a davar tar? Right, it didn't have shechita. You don't know what animal is this from. So Amar Lei. So Reb Shuba Chalapta answers, Ein davar tame yori mina shamayim. Nothing tame comes from shamayim. So therefore, it is for sure kosher. Boy, let's just finish, and then we'll talk about it a little more. Boy, mina Reb Zera mi Reb Yavahu yardelo demus chamor mahu. What if a piece of meat falls down from shamayim, but it looks like a donkey? Tumus chamor. So you can tell me that's also a tahar. There's no davar tami that comes down from Shemayim. So Amar Lei. So Rav Avo answers him. Yaronala. Yaronala. What does that mean? It means a, Rashi says, the second to last line. Tanin shote of sheshmo tanin. Vahu shote uboche umaspe. Like foolish bird. That was the name that he called the questioner. Foolish bird. Right? You know, the bird that's always crying. Ha Amri Lei in davar tami yorimina Shemayim. He said there's no davar tami. So who cares if it looks like a donkey? It's from Shemayim, and the rule is Ein davar tamei yorid min haShemayim. Good. Couple of points that come up based on this brisa. First of all, simple question. There were two lions that were hungry. So he said, "Ah, hakfirim shoagim lataref." So meat falls down. So why two pieces fall down? Why did he eat leftovers? Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't sure how many the lions would eat, so he sent down two just in case, and therefore one was left over. Why two fall down? So the Ian Yaakov says, ask this question, and he also asked the question of, how did the lion even potentially have power over Rav Shimon ben Chalafta? We have another chazal which we had recently, that an animal could only have power over an adam if a person acts like an animal. If a person's on a level that he does not act like an animal, then animals are not going to have control. So we're talking about an Amora here who could bring down meat from heaven. So we're obviously not talking about somebody on our level. So how is it possible that the lions would even have control? So to answer those two questions, says the Iyun Yaakov, it's one of the Mefarshim in the Iyun Yaakov, Lo shahaya choshesh al atzmo sheyitrov. He wasn't worried here about himself. And when he saw the lions coming, he wasn't worried about himself. Shahari chaya ra ein sholetus ba'adam el imke nimshal ke behemos nidmu. As we had, ela lefisha yishogim latarech mi sheyimtza litrov machbas ravon. He was worried about others. Ulafishis pala al achirim sheyatzilam Hashem yisparach shleitzrefuhu hanen etchila shenachas lo gab kirachas kidei lechol. He was doing it for others. That's why it wasn't dafka one, and others included that it could have been more than one person there. Anybody who would come. See, that's why he said he wanted as many to come down as possible. Others say the Ben Yoyada says maybe one was dafka there to bring to the base medrash, for them to have a raya of the nace that occurred. To have the nace that occurred pursuma nisa. Pursuminisa, so to speak. So that is why maybe two are required. I saw somebody else said, another Achron said that maybe an extra one to show him that he didn't lose any schuyos min haShemayim. Didn't lose any schuyos min haShemayim in this regard. Okay, we find many stories in Shas about items coming down from Shemayim. We found in Maseches Tainus a couple of stories about a golden leg of a table coming down from Shemayim. Various stories. But this is the level they were on. Remember, Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? Parshas Va'era, that defending the Rambam against the attacks of the Vilna Gaon, where the Rambam says that he doesn't believe in Shadim, doesn't believe in all these types of other Brias out there, and the Gras says, what are you talking about? The Gemara is full of them. So Rabbi Yaakov answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has a spiritually level playing field in life. If there are great kochos of Kedusha out there, so there are great kochos of Tumah out there. So therefore, if somebody lives at a time when there are bas kols, and there are meat falling down from heaven, and there is such a high level of kedusha in the world. So at that time, there are levels of tumah in the world, and there are shadim, and there are other types of brias like that. You're right. Maybe after the Gemara, when those types of stories stopped Latova, says Rabbi Yaakov, they also stopped Lekdusha. And when the Rambam says there's no such thing as a demon, he means bezman hazeh. But maybe he would agree that bezman haTalmud there was. That's the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov and Pashas Ve'erub. So he talks about this time period of items falling down from heaven. Good. Yeah.
Why are they
wondering? They're just saying the question was that they were talking about Gan Eden. So what? So a proof to Gan Eden is Shirim Chalafta.
And what about Slav?
Mon, Slav, right? Slav might have been, I don't know if Slav came from, I mean it was from heaven, but also birds, so just a whole pack of quail that might have come. It was Dafka from Shemayim, it dropped down from Shemayim. And 100%, Mam Tir Lo Men HaShemayim, right? But here, it's Dafka. He davened for it, boom, fell down. Fell down from heaven. Okay. Shimon Omer Afala Kishuf. So now getting back to the other shittas of the Sheva Mitzvahs, which we had earlier. So Reb Shimon says, even Kishuf. They're also Mechuyavos and Kishuf. My time with Reb Shimon. How do you know? What's the source for Reb Shimon? Interesting, I think I mentioned this a couple days ago, that everyone in the Sheva Mitzvahs needs a source. Now, there's nothing that we'll say is, it's logical. Similar to mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Lotirtzach. There's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that's, that can't substitute a mitzvah with logic. Again, sometimes the Gemara will say, why do you need a pasuk for something? It's a svara, but that's not for mitzvahs. That's for concepts. So for example, Amosa Mechavera Lavaraya, the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for that for? It's a concept. It's a societal concept that you can live by. But you can't say Rav Asher Weiss has the svara. You can't say that we would use that svara of Lamali Kras Svarahu for every logical mitzvah, because then half the mitzvahs that are logical will say, what do you need a pasuk for? No, to count something as a mitzvah, it has to be said, even if it is logical, but the only for concepts like for Basmecha Lavaraya, Pesha Asur, Pesha Hiter, that's where the Gemara says two places. What do you need the pasuk for? It's a svar. But here we have svaras, we have pasukim for everything. So Reb Shimon says that Bnei Noach are not allowed to do kishuf. So why? Because the pasuk says b'chashef alo sachaya. You're not allowed to let a witch live. Fixiv, kol shochev v'beima mos yumas, right next to the pasuk of lying with an animal. Kol sheyeshno bechlal, kol shochev im behema yeshno bechlal mechashefa lo sechaya. Right, so those, there's a smichas apsukim between shochev and behema and mechashefa. Good. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afal Kilayim. Rabbi Elazar says even kilayim, even certain types of kilayim, they are included in. We mentioned that there are five types of kilayim, but they're not included in all of them. Goyim are allowed to wear shatnas. Right, goyim are allowed to cross work animals. They're not allowed to cross breed animals and cross graft items. That's what we, or just grafting items, that's what we said. So, Minani Mili, how does Rebbe Lazar know that? Amar Shmuel Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Es Chukosai Tishmoru, my laws you shall keep. The Gemara is darshaning by the fact that it says, my laws first. And then it doesn't just say, you shall keep my laws. It says, my laws that have been here, you shall keep. Chukim shachakakti lecha kvar. That's how we darshan. Laws that I have been chokik, that you have known about for a long time, that's what you have to keep now. Meaning, even the Bnei Noach have had these laws. Behem techolo sarbiya kilayim, visat cholo sizra kilayim. And the pasuk continues, which laws? The following. Animals and fields. Ma behem techa baharba'a. Just like animals. What type of harba'a? What type of kilayim are we talking about by animals? The crossbreeding. To be marbia one on the other. Afsat chabarkava, so to the kilai sada that we're talking about is kilayim of the sada where you cross graft. Even though there are other types of kilai zroim, just planting them in proximity of each other, but that's not what we're talking about. That, the Mnei Noach, even according to Belazar, is mutter. Ma behemtacha, and continuing the connection. Ma behemtacha, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Just like the Isser of kilai behema applies everywhere in the world. Afsatcha, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. This type of kilayim, of grafting and crossbreeding, applies to Mnei Noach everywhere. It's not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Fine. Ela Kategori says, one second. Ela Mayata, if you're telling me that whenever it says Shmira and Chukim, then it is included for Bnei Noach, so what about the following? This pasuk talks about the entire Torah. So why do you say the same kind of drasha keep my chukim that have been here forever? So Gemara says, no. It depends on the order in the pasuk. Hasam ushmartem es chukosai tahashta. Watch my chukim. That's the normal way of talking. Watch my chukim. So these chukim that I'm giving you right now, there's no reason for us to darshan it about earlier. Hacha, but here, es chukosai tishmoru, puts the noun before the verb. Chukim demeikara tishmoru. That's what we darshan. We darshan for the fact that the word chukim is before the word tishmoru. That is how we darshan. It means chukim that have been here forever, tishmoru, that you shall keep guarding them. And Rashi adds, there's one or two other places it has this lashon. Why don't we darshan it there? Like by Shemitah, it says, es mishpatai ta asub es chukosai tishmoru. So why don't you say Shemitah, but enoch are obligated in. So Rashi says, no, because there it says es mishpatai ta asu first. So it's just to be parallel to that part of the pasuk. But here, in our case, it just says chukosai tishmoru without anything else. Therefore, we darshan it separately. I was thinking, one could say, it's a possible idea, that we have a separate pasuk here to include kilayim, but maybe a svar behind that might be that kilayim is really included in one of the other Sheva Mitzvahs. Which one? Based on a Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim on the Pasuk of Kilayim, he gives a svar. He says Kilayim is Gzeiras HaKasef. But let me try to explain to you a svar for Kilayim. Why is Kilayim a problem? Vatam b'Kilayim, says the Ramban, Yutes, Yutes. That's Vayikra. Got to remember this Ramban. 19:19. Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam b'chol ba'alei hanafashos. Hashem created all different types of species in the world. Bitzmachim, plants, uba ba'alei nefesh, hatnua, the moving creatures, the animals. V'nasan bahem koach hatolada. And he gave them the power of reproduction. She yiskaimu haminim bahem lo'ad. Calls man she yirtzehu yisbarach b'kiyam ha'olam. As long as Hashem wills it, that all the species could self-reproduce themselves. Vitziva b'kocham sheyotzi ulamineihem, and he put it into the Bria that they will multiply according to their types. Right? When two elephants go together, they don't produce a monkey. Why? Because Hashem said so. And when you have an elephant and a monkey that try to be together, nothing happens. Because Hashem said so. V'lo yishtanu la'ad lo'olam. Shenemar b'kulam l'mineihu. That's the special way Hashem created the world, nature. V'hu sibas ha-mishkav shenarbiya behemo zu'em zu l'kiyam aminim. Kashe yavo ha-nashim al-nashim l'peri v'rivya. That's why we have to try to mate like animals in order to keep this system going. And here's the Ramban. If somebody puts two different types of species together of animals, mishane umachish b'maisa brachos, he changes and is contradicting the order that Hashem set up in brachos. Ki'ilu yachshov, as if to say, God, you forgot something. God, there's something not perfect here. Let me try to fix it. Ki shelo hishlim hakadosh baruch hu b'olamo kol hatzorich. Hashem, you forgot a species. You didn't make a mule, God. I want to help you out. That's what a person who's marbia kilayim is, as if it's saying, v'yachpotu la'azor b'briyaso shel olam lahosav b'briyos. You're playing God. That's what the Rabban says. V'hamina b'balei chayim lo yolidu min b'sheino mino. You're creating something that will never be able to reproduce. That's not the type of species that Hashem wants. V'gam akrovim b'teva sheyoldu mehem gam pradim yikari zarim kiim lo yolidu. Even if they have certain animals that will produce for one generation, they won't continue. And also tzmachim min b'shein omino ein parim sumeach achrechein. Also tzmachim. If you have kilai peros. So therefore, hamarkiv kilayim ozoran b'chdeshe yenaku zemizeh mivatel chukos shamayim. That is the Ramban. You're basically playing God. Derech Agav, I mentioned a long time ago that when they came to Rav Yashiv many years ago and asked him about cloning animals, cloning people, Dr. Abraham told me that he brought him 20 different sources. And each one, he said, no, this isn't Shaykh, and that's not Shaykh, and this isn't Shaykh. And according to this Ramban, he said, oh, that's a good source, related. That source, I think, is Shaykh. Right? That source for, you know, not playing God in that domain. So that's this Ramban. So maybe if this is the idea behind Dafka, which part of Kilayim are Bnei Noach Mitzuvein, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's Dafka, the crossbreeding and the cross grafting. So maybe it smacks of Emuna. It smacks of Avodah Zarah. Even though it's a separate source, maybe it smacks of Avodah Zarah, and that's why Apisvara, in the background, why Rabbi Elazar would include this in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Similarly, not exactly the same idea, but I'll give you another example of a mitzvah slash aveira that is a separate din, but it's included. It's included in one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. There's a fascinating tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Hei, written in 1963. Rav Moshe was asked, the non-Jews, are they allowed to daven? Are non-Jews allowed to daven? Hinei ledi b'nei noach, im mechuya b'tfila. Are they obligated to daven? Are they obligated? Are they allowed to daven? That's the first half of the tshuva. Says Rav Moshe, pashut she'enu mechuyav. They're not obligated. Daha, what's my biggest raya? Daha lo nimnu ba mitzvahs, dachayev b'nei noach, sanhedrin daf nun vav. Look in our Gemara. It's not here. They don't have to daven. V'lchein lo huska b'ramban. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Ay, ule'inyin im yeshlo mitzvah. Kshemis palel, they don't have to daven. Do they get a mitzvah when they daven? Nira kshayeshlo. Yes, they get a mitzvah. Why? Because the pasuk says in Yeshayo, we say it in Slichas. Ki beisi beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim. L'chol ha'amim. All nations could daven. Beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim. Right? So he says, Rav Moshe says, they must be there to get a, Rashi says there, v'loli Yisrael of Adam. V'im ha'ya, he told them, gerim, they're Yisrael. So it's got to be talking about so first paragraph of Moshe says they're not obligated. Second paragraph he says if they want to they can. Third paragraph, Moshe says there's one time that they're obligated in tefillah. There's one time that they have to daven. Why is when is that? Eis sara. When there is a tragedy, when there is a very difficult situation, when there's a chola in their house, then even goyim have an obligation to turn to God. Says Rav Moshe, why? Why? What do you mean? Is that one of the Shema Mitzvahs? The answer is, because that's part of Emunah. That's part of Anochei Shem HaLakach, which they're included in Avodah Zarah. If they attribute this tragedy, this sickness, to a different source, to coincidence, to this, to that, to their gods, then they're violating. Says Rav Moshe, Avol nir lani is daiti, tehu rak likvo achiv liz palal af kashe ein lo tzarech miyuchad, levake sheiz adavar. Avol kashe mis palal rak kashe ish lo tzarech? Kegon sheish lo chole o sheein lo parnasa hu kechi of mamish. Bishum shezeu ikar emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. Sherakhu anosein parnasa v'arof echolim uksheinu boteach al Hashem Yisbarach v'inu b'spalalov harezek v'sheinu mamin bo u'mamin b'tram acherim. V'emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach af shelo huskar b'minyan zayin mitzvahs v'adai hu mechuyiv l'hamin. Sherei af v'kiyim kol zayin mitzvahs. Im lo asa machmaz Hashem Yisbarach. It's not even emuna. You don't even have to say it's avodah zara. It is the prerequisite for all other Sheva mitzvahs. You only have to believe in Sheva Mitzvahs if you believe it's a mitzvah. Similar to what the Ramban says about the Bahag. The Bahag does not count Anochi as one of the 613. You don't count Anochi Shem Elokecha, that's the basis of everything. Says the Ramban, no, that's the prerequisite for all other mitzvahs. If you don't believe in God, then it doesn't make sense to have a mitzvah. You have to believe in a mitzvah to have a mitzvah. So you don't have to count that. It's a prerequisite for all the other mitzvahs. So similar, Rav Moshe says, it's a prerequisite for the other Sheva Mitzvahs to believe in Hashem. So therefore, non-Jews have a chiyuv during this time period. If you don't turn to God, b'shas sara, that's a reflection that you don't believe. Then he continues, what should they daven? What should they daven? Should they open up our siddur and daven? U'bedvar lehispalel eiza tefila benusach echad yisrael v'nachri yachad kagon yihiratzam milfnei ribon ha'olamim sheitin lichayim u'bracha. Should you say that? V'yanachri efshar miskavin le'amunaso v'yisrael mechavin la'shem yisbarach shehu ribon ha'olamim v'lo hu bispalel imu nusach she'asu zo ba'atzmam. If the Nachri made it up himself, fine. Aval nusach ha'tfila chibru komrim she'af she'ein bo shum remez nikar le'amunasam. If it's priests or whoever it is that made it up and they obviously have other gods in mind, then you can't say it. They can't say it. But if they make it up themselves, then it's okay. What about the tefillah kitzara she'omrim ha'yaladim bebeit sefer shel ha'medina? Right? And that's Pledge Allegiance, right? Has certain, some religious lines in there. So he says, talks about ha'mosh, this is where Moshe says, ha'mosh lam b'vedin aseinu he'man she'i chesed ve'in rotzim la'hashlit emunasam al shar ha'zrachim v'lachein, therefore you don't have to think that you're thinking about the other gods. You're allowed to say that line. Anyway, Moshe has a fascinating shuva. Beis chafhei. You're going to look it up. In Arachayim. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha v'chulu, Amar v'acha ber Yaakov, Eino chayev, getting back to Magadev. That's how we got into this whole discussion. How do you get into this other question of Sheva Mitzvahs? Megadev, the last one in Nehemiah Beis. Remember, Megadev, he's only chayiv unless he explicates the name. And then Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said that every day they said the name in a kinua, Yossi ben Yossi, until at the Gemara Din, they had to say it again. Amar Bachar bar Yaakov, Einu chayiv ashi yivarach shem ben dalet osios. We discussed this a little bit at the beginning. You only chayiv if you curse, if he curses, the name of God of four osios. La'afuki ben shtei osios delo. Not a name of two osios, not yud and kaf, and not the name of 42 osios, says Rashi, the name of Dalet Osios. What does Dalet Osios mean? We'll see in a minute. It's at least yud kei vav kei, at least that. So where's the pshita? Yaka yosi bes yosi tonight. What do you mean? It's obvious that that's included, because that's what the Mishnah says. Yosi es yosi. Remember Rashi there said, why dafka is the word yosi picked? Number one, it's also four osios. Number two, it's the same gematria. Right, so as Elohim, what was it? No, not as Elohim. It was also 86. Same as Elohim, yeah, as Elohim. Yossi and Elohim is the same gematria. So it's Pshita, Yaakov, Yossi's not. No, Ma, the Tema, Milsa, Ba'al, Mu'udinaka, Kamashmala. Maybe he's just giving an example, but he shouldn't take it so literally, Kamashmala, and you should. Ikata Amri, or Amr Vachabar Yaakov, Shmamina, Shem ben Adalad Osias, Nami Shemu. We learn from this Mishnah that the name of four Osios is also Ksir Hashem Hashem. Pshita Yake Yosi, meaning not just the name of 42. Pshita Yake Yosi Yosi Tzan. Again, it's obvious. You know that from the Mishnah. Ma'odate Ma'adiika Shem Rabbah, Umil Saba Amu Denakad. Maybe it means the Shem Rabbah, but Yosi is just a nickname for the Shem Rabbah. Kamash Malan. The Chiddush is no, even Dalet Osios. There's a machlokas we mentioned then between the Rambam and the Ad Ramah. What does it mean, Dalet Osios, here? Rambam says two names, two choices. Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Either of those two names are considered Shem HaMiyuchad, and you're chayef for both of those. The Yad Ramah, the Rambam says that befavors. The Yad Ramah does, the Rambam does quote another Shita, very unusual. The Rambam usually doesn't quote the Das HaKolekes. The Rambam quotes in Beis Zayin and Avodah Zarah, I think it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And then he says, V'yesh Mishem HaFareish, She'eino Chayef Ela Al Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he quotes the other Shita. Who's the other Shita? The Yad Ramah and our Gemara. The Yad Ramah says, in our Gemara, only Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Shema Mefarash. V'lo Shema Meyuchad, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aval Alav Dala Nun Yud, Lo Mikri, Lo Shema Mefurash, V'lo Shema Meyuchad, Ela Kinui Mikri. I think that's also called a kinui, says the Yad Ramah. V'hainu d'yakat, and he had a different girsa in our Mishnah. He had a girsa called Yosa, not Yosi. Yud vav samach hey. De'isba arba osios. V'shloshtun mehem mefurash yud vav hey. Right, so based on that girsa that he had. So that's the Yad Ramah Shita. And the Yad Ramah adds a couple of kashas from other Gemaras on the Rambam. The Ar Sameach, we don't have time to do it. Nail Yar Sameach has a long piece on that Rambam in Upsavad Azara, where he talks about... Yes, the Yad Ramah is right in that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a kinui for Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the Ar Sameach is as follows. You can look it up, but I'll say, he says there are two different types of kinuyim. Rachum, Chanun, even Elokim, Shakai, Tzvakos. What the Rambam says are Shemot that are not Nimchak. All of those are kinuyim for Hashem. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the only kinui, not for Hashem, but it's a kinui for Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph, because how do we say Yud Kei Vav Kei today? We say Ado. So Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the only other name of God that is a kinui for the ultimate name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it's still in a different category. So all those rayas that the Yad Ramah brings against the Rambam, it's a kinui also, and it shouldn't be different than that. I'll agree to you, says the Ar Sameach. And the Rama would agree too, that there's a difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But there's also a difference between Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and all the other names. And the other five, Shem Hoshein and Nimchakim. And he brings the Raya. Lo, right, what do we say? The Mishnah in Tamid, well, in the Mikdash, they say it one way, elsewhere, they say it the other way. The Gemara says also, elsewhere, Lo Shani Nechtav, Ani Nikra. What do we say? But it's talking about the name. Lo, the name is written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's read, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So just because that's a kinui for that name. Shakai is not a kinui for that name. Only Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So to look at that, Ar Sameach to who defends the Rambam. Okay, Nigmar Adin V'chulu. So once the din ends, though, they have to say the name explicitly. Right? Because you can't kill somebody based on a kinui. Om Diminalon. And then it said that they all stand up when they hear the Shem Hashem. How do you know that? What's the source of standing up for God's name? Amar Bisla Barami, we mentioned this to Amar Kra, the Ehud Boilo, Ehud Ben Gera, the famous lefty shofet, comes to Eglon. He comes to the king's private room upstairs. Vayomer Ehud, Tvar Alokim Li Elecha. Oh, I have a secret word of God to tell you. Vayakam Yalakise, and he gets up from the chair, right? Eglon stood up, and that made it easier for Ehud, who had hidden his sword, because he was a lefty, so therefore it was on the right side of his body, right? That's how we got into the palace when they didn't do the types of, checking that we have in our day and age, right? It's gotten worse and worse, right? That, they check at the airports, all sides, all areas, right? In those days, only one side. Right, you're a righty, I'm only going to check your left side to see if your sword is there. Right, but they didn't have that in those days, so they went, he would got right in, and he was able to stick his sword right into the stomach of Eglon. Anyway, but you see, Eglon got up when he heard Dvar Elokimli. Wow, that's why the Chazal say he was Zocha to have Rus to come from him. But you see, he stood up, followed Dvarim Kavachomer, Uma Eglon Melech Moav, Shehu Nachri, Volo Yada Elabakinui, Amad. If Eglon wasn't even Jewish, he only knew the kinui of God. He stood up, Yisrael, Shema Mafurash, Alachas Kamavakama. That's the source for Beis Din standing up when they hear the name of Hashem. Shulchan Aruch says in, find the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas, Brachas, in Arachayim. We talk about the Anias Kaddish. Anias Kaddish. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Halachas of Kaddish. Yesh l'chavim b'aniyas ha-kaddish. V'lo yafzik ben yesh mirabu li yisbarach. V'la'anos oso b'kol ram u'lehishtadel larutz k'dei l'shmo ha-kaddish. You gotta run to hear kaddish. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds, v'yesh la'amod k'sh'onin kaddish v'chol davar shebekdusha. This is the famous Machlokas Machaber in the Ramah. Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Sfardim don't stand up for Kaddish generally. Ashkenazim do. It's based on this Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and based on this Gemara. Where does the Ramah get this from? You should stand up when you say Kaddish on the Davar Shebekdusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Some say you don't have to stand. Ela, but they call Kaddish a Tfasa Mu'umad. If you're already standing, no, you're standing for Hala already, so stand up for the Kaddish afterwards. You're standing for this, you can stand up for the Kaddish afterwards. But you don't have to stand for the Kaddish. V'yish lachash l'divrei ha-machmirim, v'yish lomokah v'chomer, me'eglon melech mo'af. Right, he quotes our Gemara of Eglon, and then he quotes the Arizal, who the Arizal, he had a chilek. He stood up for some and not the others. Hayanoig b'chala kaddishim shala achar amida d'shachras mincha arvis, hayanishar omein. He stood up for the Kaddishes after Shmon Esrei. Ubishal Tiskabel, Vishal Chazara Sefer Torah, Haya Ona, Vyachagach Yoshev. Different minhagim, whatever one does, there's basis, different types of Dvarim, Shevik Dusha. But the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this Gemara. Vishlam Rakshon and Kaddish. That's the source. That's the source. It doesn't quote this Gemara. So therefore, that is the basis for the difference in minhagim. Okay, there's a lot more there in terms of Kaddish, but we continue. Says the Gemara. Karminala, and how do you know you're supposed to tear Kriya? Dechsiv, when you hear the Shem Hashem, the Giduf, Dechsiv, Vayabal Yakim ben Chokiyah, Vachulu, Vashem Nasov, Vayok ben Asaf, Hamas Kirel Chizkiyahu, Kurue Begadim, Vayagidu as Divrei Ravshaka, right? So they told over the blasphemous words, and therefore they tore their clothing. Lo Ma'achin, and not only is it they do Kriya, but you're not allowed to sew up the Kriya. There are different types of Kriyas. Kriya for a parent, Kriya for the Beis HaMikdash and our Yehuda, which I might be giving on Shavuos, Kriya for a different type of relative. Some you can sew back, some you cannot sew back. So, this Kriya is one that you're not allowed to sew back. Minalon. How do you know that? Amar Yevo, Asya Kriya Kriya, Gzera Shalok, Siv Hacha Kriya Begadim. Viksiv Hasam, Ve'elisha Ro'eh, Ve'hu Mitzaek, Avi, Rechev, Yisrael Parashav. When his Rebbe Elio went up in the chariot of fire, so he says, woe is to me, for lo ra'o, never saw him again. Ve'chazik Be'begadim, Ve'ikra'im L'shnayim. He tore it to two pieces. Kra'im. Shnayim Kra'im. Mimasha Shnemar Ve'ikra'im L'shnayim, Eni Yodei Hashem Kra'im, Atam Olam Kra'im. What's that extra word? Milam, Eichahin Kru'im La'olam. Teach me, they're two kruim forever. You never allowed to sew it up. Tan Rabbanan, Echad HaShomea v'Echad HaShomea v'Pi Shomea, Chayev L'Kroa. Whether you heard the Giduf, the cursing itself, or you heard it from the one who heard it, like in our case, right? The judges heard it from the witnesses who heard it. There's still a Chi of Kriya, even if you didn't hear the source. V'ha Eidim Ein Chayavim L'Kroa. When the Eidim repeat it, they don't have to tear again. Shekvar Kar B'Shash Shamu. Because hopefully, if they knew the halacha, they tore when they originally heard it. V'chikaru b'shash Hashem amayhavi, sawat, hakashami hashta. What do you mean? They hear it again now. But if you heard one tragedy last week, one tragedy this week, should you have to tear again? Square said, no, lo sagadayta, you don't tear again. Tachsiv, vayikishma ha-melech Hizkiyahu, vayikres begadav, ha-melech Hizkiyahu. When Hizkiyahu heard these words, so he tore his clothing. Hizkiyahu karav, veheim lo karu. So the king tore, but only the he tore again, but they didn't tear again because they must have torn earlier. Vayter, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ha-shomea askar mipi ovid kochavim, inu chayav lekroa. What if you're a non-Jew, blaspheme God? Says Shmuel, you don't have to tear. V'im Tomar Rav Shika, what about Rav Shika? Yisrael Mumar Haya. He was a Jew. He was a Jew, and therefore they tore. Yisrael Mumar. Right? Therefore, Yisrael Mumar has the status of a Jew for many halachas. What's the source of this idea? What's the source of this idea? That Yisrael Mumar has the status of a Jew for many halachas? Chata Yisrael. Ava Bisha Chata Yisrael Hu. Right? We had the Gemara earlier. On Daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis. Right at the top of the not the Memdalet. Ava bishachata Yisrael, Ava bishachata Yisraelu. That's what we discussed. All the various halachas by Achan. We discussed marriage and divorce and minyan and chamit shavar lava Pesach. That was Sanhedrin. Daf Memdalet. By the way, I forgot to mention yesterday. I just remember this now. I forgot to mention yesterday was Yom HaShoah observed in Eretz Yisrael, so related to the sugya of a goy learning Torah, a goy teaching Torah. There's an amazingly tragic tshuva of the Tshuvas B'Mamakim, Rav Ashri, with the five volumes of the tshuvas written in the ghetto. So one of his tshuvas is, he has a case where a Nazi put a gun to a Jew's head and said, teach me whatever it says on this, was it Gemari says, teach me this dirty Jew or else I'm going to kill you. So he has a tshuva there where he discusses this issue about lo asachin l'chol goy and teaching Torah to non-Jews. And is it a pure? It's not one of the big three. But if it's shas hashmad, so he goes back and forth. There's any tshuva of the tshuvas l'malakim are unbelievable. But it was in Yonah Diyoma yesterday, so I forgot to mention it. But if anybody wants, if anybody can get the tshuvas from l'malakim, if anyone needs something to learn on Tisha B'Av afternoon, we're always looking for things to learn. What am I supposed to learn? I can't learn anything. Right, tshuvas from l'malakim. You can learn any of those. It's a kohen is allowed a duchen if he killed the Nazi in self-defense. You're allowed to wear stolen tzitzis if you stole the wool from. Every tshuva is heart-wrenching. Are they allowed to say shalom asani aved? That was the tshuva they asked. I mean, all of these tshuvas are unbelievable. Anyway, back to this gemara. So Shmuel says, if you hear an askar from a non-Jew, you have to tear. Because Rav Shika was the Yisrael Mumar. Amar Vidom Shmuel. Second statement of Shmuel. Ein karen el Hashem HaMiyuchad Bavad. You only tear for the Shem HaMiyuchad. La'afuki kinu delo. Not for kinuyim. So Shmuel says, only Jews and only Shem HaMiyuchad. Upligad Rabbi Chiyah B'Shavayim. Rabbi Chiyah argues on both of these. Dom Rabbi Chiyah. Hashem Yaskar B'Zman HaZeh Inu Chayav L'Kroa. Rabbi Chiyah says, if you hear it B'Zman HaZeh, when we're in Galus and there's no Amos Bezdin around the world, says Rashi, nobody's scared of Dalad Mises. Enochayav Lekroa. Shevi'iyat Omerkin. Because if you don't say this, Nismala Kalabegat Kroim. We'll just be ripping all of our clothing if you have to tear every time you hear a blaspheme of God. So, Kemiman. Who is Rabbi Chiyah talking about? Who do you hear from? Elim and Yisrael. Are we talking about Jews? Mipakiri Kulehai. Do Jews go around in curse all day? That we'd have torn clothing. Elapshita. It must be from non-Jews you hear it. Vishema miyuchad migemiri. And do they know Shema miyuchad? Elolaba kinui. So it must be we're talking about a goy saying a kinui bizman hazeh. You don't do it. Mashma. Shema mina bizman hazeh udalo. Hameikara chayiv. Shema mina. So you see, machlokas Rebchi and Shmuel on both counts. Goy and kinoi. What's the nukudas of machlokas between whether you should tear for a goy blaspheming or not? So that Itziv says in the Shiltos, that Itziv in Simin Kuf Yud in Parshas Emor, is the reason we tear because of the bizoyan that happened to God, and therefore it doesn't matter who said it. It's a chil Hashem. You hear the words in the world, it's a chil Hashem. So you have to tear even for a guy. Or do you say no? Says in the Sif, fascinating, based on the Shiltos there. You're tearing because of the death of the spiritual nefesh of this person. That's why you're tearing. Just like you tear when somebody dies, you tear when somebody spiritually dies. If this guy reached the level where he's blaspheming God, so you got to tear Kriya. Like Rabbeinu Gershom. Tore kriya for his son when his son became a meshumid. Maybe after he died, he sat 14 days. Different mesorah is exactly what happened. First taz in Yerodea. You know, Chazal Avilos quotes that. Rabbi Gena Gershom sat shiva 14 days for his son. So you're sitting. You have to tear kriya for the spiritual death of this person. Only applies to a Jew. only applies to a Jew. So that's the machlokas about whether you tear kriya for a non-Jew. Is it a din in the bizayin of Hashem or the misa of the spiritual for the neshama of this guy? There's a problem in the Rambam Shita. Not for now. The Rambam quotes. The Rambam says that it even applies to kinuyim, but not to goyim. So he holds like a Shmuel by one or a Priya by the other. How does he do that? The Kesef Mishnah there has a long discussion. How does he split the Shita? Okay. Hasheni Omar Fanikamo. Third to last line. The second age doesn't have to repeat the whole thing. He says, I heard like him. Omar Yishlaka Shlamina. Afani Kamo. Kashi B'dini Mamar. Kashi B'dini Nefashis. Saying Afani Kamo is good enough. Even by Nefashis. Umalo Hu David Rabbanan. But they're usually the Rabbanan or Machmir. And say you have to repeat the whole thing. V'hacha. Kiva Delo Efshar. But here, because you don't want to repeat it. Ukmar Rabbanan Adorai. So you keep it as they make your Adin. D'isak Adaitach Pasol. Because if you say you can't say such a thing. Hacha B'shib Delo Efshar. Kaslina Lagavra. Because you don't want it to be repeated. You're going to kill somebody. So it must be the maker Adin. Afani Kamahu is good enough edus for Bezdin. Vashlishi Omar Afani Kamo, the last line of the Mishnah said, also I, stomach Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean the third witness? So stomach like Rabbi Akiva, the Makash Gimel Shnayim. We have Rabbi Akiva from Maseches Makas, who says, once there are three witnesses, then there's all one big group, one big happy family, they're all huzam together, they're all thrown out together, and they all succeed together. Viter, next one of the Skilus. Ha'oved Avodas Kochavim. If somebody worships Avodah Zarah, so then that is one of the Chayvei Skilus. Echad Ovid, it doesn't matter if you serve it. Vechad HaMezaveich, doesn't matter if you sacrifice an animal to it. Vechad HaMakater, or if you burn incense to it. Vechad HaMenaseich, or if you pour wine to it. Vechad HaMishtachadeh, or if you bow down to it. Any of those. Or, Vechad HaMakabalava, Lokava, Omerlo, Eliata. Rashi's first opinion says this is one phrase. If you accept it as a god and say, you are my god. Rashi says, or, maybe it means two separate ones. Maybe it means you accept it as a god, not in front of it, or you say, you are my god, in front of it. Either way. All of those are chayiv skila. Aval, hamagafif, vahamenashek, if you just hug and kiss an avodah zarah. Vahamachabit, or you sweep in front of it. Vahamarabits, or you sprinkle water in front of it to keep the dust down. Vahamarachets, or you wash it. Vahasach, or you anoint it. Vahamalbish, or you clothe it. Vahamanil, or you put shoes on it. Which the Shamas Yerim Balacha says, so shoes aren't clothing? Interesting. The shoes have the status of clothing. If you make a neder that you're not allowed to give somebody clothing, you're allowed to buy them shoes? Over below sase. So you violate a lo sase. All these are lo sase. As we'll see in the Gemara, all of these are cases where this is not the derech of avoda for these items. If it's the derech of avoda to do anything, that's going to be a chiyav misa. But that is, these last cases are where it's not the derech to do the avoda. Had no der bishmo, v'amakayim bishmo. If you mention it, if you swear in its name, or you makayim in other in its name, over below sase, you violate a lo sase. If you look at the Rambam quotes that even if you just mention and Avodah Zarah, that also is an Isser. Also is an Isser. So therefore, that's why the Gemara says elsewhere that we're not supposed to say, you know what, I'll meet you by the church, okay? We're not supposed to say that. I'll meet you by the church. So maybe, I was thinking, I mean, this is somewhere, some pointed out to me also, or we have up here on the mountain here, we have a church. So maybe when we climb up the mountain, we shouldn't say that. We should say, oh, we're climbing up to the monastery. Maybe it's inappropriate because it's mentioning it. Climbing up the mountain. Climbing up the mountain. Because that's it's a base of Odazara. Base of Odazara. So maybe we want to be mocked about that. Viter. Haporatmo Labal Pahar Zu Avodasa. Azorik Evan Lamarkola Zuhi Avodasa. Right, so the last line says though, if whatever Avoda is usually done for an Avodazara, so then that's what you're chayiv in. And therefore, if the avodah is to go to the bathroom in front of the idol, like Baal Pa'ar, then you're chayiv daraisa for that. Chayiv misa. If you throw rocks to it, then again, you're chayiv misa for that. So my echad oved says the Gemara. What does it mean? Echad. Oh, there's a. I gotta mention. It's an Aruch HaNer. You have to mention. The Aruch HaNer says even if you just say you're my God, isn't that a lav she'ein bo ma'isa? You're chayim misa for that. So the Aruch HaNer says yisod gadol lav she'ein bo ma'isa ain lokin alav, but you are killed for it. It's a special din of malchus. Ain lokin alav, special din. You learn that from lav tachasima. But lav she'ein bo ma'isa is only perturbed by malchus. It's not perturbed by misa, and therefore you would be able to get killed. And says the Magalias Hashas, if even just saying something is going to cause you to death, surely accepting Hakadosh Baruch Hu just with words, my mita tova is kavachomer greater than mita peronus, and therefore imagine just thinking to myself, I accept the kabbalas of malchus shemayim. That would even be amazing. My echad obey. So what does the first phrase in the Mishnah mean? If you serve or if you sacrifice, if you Echad Oved sounds like very general. Aren't the next phrases all included? So Amar Yirmiya, Pachigamar, this is what it means. Echad Oved Kedarka, whether you serve it Kedarka, V'echad HaMezaveya, V'echad HaMakati, V'echad HaMenazim, V'mesachaveya, V'lishlo Kedarka. Oved means you have to serve the idol Kedarka. All the other services mentioned in the Mishnah apply always. If you sacrifice to Pa'or, you're also Chayav Misa. If you pour wine to Pa'or, you're also Chayav Misa. That's the difference. The Yerchai Misa, if you do any regular avoda for the Avodah Zarah, or if you do these avodos, no matter what. Because, as we'll see, these are the special avodos reserved for Hashem. V'lechshav nami Zorek, why don't you include Zorek, sprinkling blood? Avarabaya Zorek b'chal hainu Menasech. That's included in Menasech. Menasech doesn't only mean wine. Dechziv, ba'al ha-sichnas kem midam. So you see, dam can mean from Nisach also. Minani mili, how do you know all of these avodos? Satan Rabbanan, because the Pasuk says, ilu nemer zoveach yacharam. The Pasuk says, zoveach le'elohim yacharam. If it would have only said zoveach yacharam without the word Elohim, ha-yisi omer b'zoveach, kashim ha-kas, b'chutz ha-kas medaber. I would have thought the Pasuk's talking about sacrificing a carbon to Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't do that. Tamalomar Lelohim. That's why it says that word, Bezoveach Lavodos Kochavim Akasim Medaber. It's talking about that. Ainli Ela Bezoveach. So if you sacrifice to the Lavodos Kochavim, you're Chayav Misa. So I only know Zoveach. Mekater Umanasech Minayin. How do I know others? Tamalomar Bilti Lashem Levado. Only to Hashem. Rikeinu Avodos Kulon Lashem Amiyuchad. Hashem made exclusive the Avodos that we use for Him. So then you cannot use it for any other Avodah Zarah, even if it's not normal to use those for Avodah Zarah, that's a Chiyav Misa. Period. Let's try to finish the Braisa, or continue it. Lefishi Yatsa Zvicha Lidon B'Avodos Pnim Minayin. Because Zvicha is one of the Avodos of Avodos Pnim. Minayin L'Rabos Hishtachava. How do I know about bowing down? Hishtachava is not one of the Avodos Pnim. You don't bow down in front of the paroches. Tamalomar V'yelach V'yavod Elohim Achirim V'yishtachu Lohem. Hishtachavo, it's put next to, v'samach levo, tzisas ishahu, right, you kill them, v'chulu. Ona shamanu asar minayin, tamalomar, kilosh, hishtachavo, el acher. So you see, what's included? All the avodos pnim, which is haktara, zvicha, nisa, all those, plus hishtachavo. Yochosh animar behamagafim v'manashik v'manil, maybe I should include all the others, hugging, kissing, putting shoes on, tamalomar, zoveach. Zvicha bechlav haisa. Zoveach, shechting was included in the principle. V'lama yatzas lahakish alev v'lama lacha. Ma zvicha miyuched shiavodas pnim v'chayav en alem misa. Just like shechting is an avoda that you do inside and you're chayav misa for it. Av kol shiavodas pnim v'chayav en alem misa. Yatzah ishtachava lidon ba'atzma yatzah. Zvicha lidon ala klal kulo. We have a Mesorah that it says zvicha to teach me any types of avodas pnim. Hishtachava only teaches me about itself. Shtachavah, that you're chayav for bowing down, any of these avodas done, even if it's not the derech to be ovid. That's the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara is going to darshan and study each part of the brisa, which we'll stop here. But Bezer will start tomorrow with the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. How many averos are counted here in terms of avodah zarah? The Rambam counts two, lo sase hey and vav. As we'll see, the Ramban argues vehemently. He says Har Sinai proves against the Rambam. The experience of Har Sinai. And we'll have to see how the Meshech Chachma defends the sheet of the Rambam describing Har Sinai. It's tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, at the beginning of the Shir. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue.